27 when they met over.
He just got 2 eggs and 4 ounces of bacon out of 2 weeks. As often as you get that much to eat. I think he started out, he said, finding plenty. And his wife took her old lady to buy the groceries. Your bread, you had to go to the bakery to get that. And if you want some meat, you went to a butcher shop and sat in the lamb at the bread outfit for 30 minutes or an hour and a half, maybe. And when you got the meat outfit, you were maybe 50 behind. And by the time you got up to get some meat, it was all gone. They thought that was a good place.
I wanted to go over about that. I just wanted to go spend the summer. But I didn't. Now it looks as though the only way I can get over there is to get a job as an exchange professor or something like
something
that.
Something like that.
I wouldn't take my girls over there now.
Well, it'd be a wonderful experience for them.
Yes.
Our Methodist minister at Epworth, you know, Chickasha, Don Schooler, and his wife and 2 girls went. Mark, the oldest child, didn't go. He was in college. And he just thought he preferred to stay here and work rather than go. But the 2 girls went. They exchanged with them. With the minister over there. He didn't come here. They had left Chickasha. They were at Muskogee. The minister came to Muskogee. But Jesse Cooler came back and talked one night. I went to hear in Epworth when they were building the new church down there about her experiences that summer. And she was a comic anyway. And the things she told me, she had us all rolling in the house.
It's a different country, certainly.
And my son says no Englishman is happy unless he's miserable. He said, they go to these plays and things, and the cheap tickets are groundlings, and you just stand, you know. You don't have anything even to lean against, 4 or 5 hours. And he didn't think it was worth it, and they wanted to see so many of the wonderful plays and things put on there in London, of course. And they tried to buy tickets to them, and be $6-7 a piece. Oh, they had a hard time. Then you go out to any of the cricket matches, they wanted to see them. And you've seen the pictures, I know, on TV, these little seat things of the top of it that you stick down the ground and kind of sit and lean on.
No, I guess you have to take your own, don't you?
You have to take your own, you have to take your umbrella. And he said, by the time you got on a tram and traveled through all of that crowd and all of them are poking these things right and left, umbrellas and sharp sticks and things carrying under their arms around, he said, you took your life in your hands. Sometimes they had to travel, you know, 2 or 3 hours on the crowded things to get where they were going.
You shout such things as, oh, good throw!
Then they were pretty close to the Thames River, and they went down there to see the regattas on the river. But he said, you didn't see much because it was such a crowd, and they moved so fast that you couldn't get along on the bank to watch them, you know, everybody was crowded around.
I wanted to take a canal trip on some of their canal boats there. Oh, that would be fun. Go right through the Midlands of England.
That would be.
It's relatively inexpensive. You stop and spend the night at an inn.
They didn't do a great deal of traveling in England, of course. But they were there for the